Good morning. We'd like to see the title, Levi's Genealogy. Before starting the Bible study, we want to see three questions. Question 1. What categories could you make this chapter 6? Number 2. Who are Aaron's forefathers? Number 3. Aaron had 4 sons among them. Who was Zadok's forefather? And who was Abiathar's forefather? First of all, we want to see the backgrounds. This book was written about 430 before Christ by Ezra. So we are not sure actual author, but we assumed Ezra. This book conceded from Adam to Babylonian captivity, from Babylonian captivity to Medo-Persian Empire, and release. So 1000 before Christ through 960 before Christ was described in this book. 2000 before Christ, Abraham was born. About 1446 before Christ, Exodus occurred. 1050 before Christ, Saul the king began monarchy. And 931 before Christ, the kingdom of Israel was divided. Northern kingdom Israel, southern kingdom Judah. And 722 before Christ, Assyria conquered Israel. Then 586 before Christ, Babylon conquered Judah. So 40 years, Israelites were carried away as captives to Babylon. Then 536, Persia conquered Babylon, releasing Israelites to go back to their home country. Verses 1 through 3 talks about descendants of Levi. The sons of Levi were Gershon, Kohath, Merari. In the book of Numbers 30, verse 16 through 20, so Moses numbered them according to the word of the Lord. So according to God's word, as he was commanded by God, these were the sons of Levi by their names, Gershon, Kohath, Merari. And these are the names of the sons of Gershon by their family, Libni, and Shimei, and the sons of Kohath by their family, Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uziel, and the sons of Merari by their family, Mali and Mushi. These are the family of the Levites by their father's houses. The tribe of Levi was set apart to serve God. So they served in tabernacle and in temple during Solomon's reigns. So Levi was a priestly family. So Kohath's family members we call Kohathites or Kohans. Today, a lot of Levites came from Kohathites. So also Aaron came from Kohath, not Gershon, not Merari, Kohath. The sons of Kohath were Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uziel. The children of Amram were Aaron, Moses, and Miriam. So we know that Aaron, Moses, and Miriam came from Amram. Amram came from Kohath. Kohath came from Levi. In Numbers chapter 3, verse 10, so you shall appoint Aaron and his sons. His sons, meaning his descendants, and they shall attend to their priesthood. But the outsider who comes near shall be put to death. So God ordained only Aaron and Aaron's descendants to be qualified to be priesthood. The other people are not allowed to go to a temple, you know, a holy place or the most holy place. If they did so, they would be killed. The rest of the Levites assisted the priest in the tabernacle or temple. So Aaron's descendants are ordained to serve to the Lord as a priest, but the other Levites assist the priest or Aaron and Aaron's descendants. Aaron's story was found in Exodus 32. Aaron's made a golden calf while Moses was waiting to receive the Ten Commandments from God. Moses was one of the greatest prophets. So in Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 10, God said, "Since then there has not arisen in Israel a prophet like Moses." So prophet means a person who delivered the word of God. So Moses also delivered the word of God to Israelites. So therefore, Moses was a prophet, but the greatest prophet, because God said, "Not a region in Israel a prophet like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face." Moses' story is found to have been called to deliver Israelites from Egypt at 80 years old. In the Pentateuch and in Acts chapter 7, verse 20 through 34, basically Stephen's sermon. So Moses was raised up in the palace of Egypt for 40 years. So he got educated at very advanced knowledge at that time. Then the other 40 years he was wandered in the desert or wilderness. So Moses was made to be humble. Then God called him to deliver Israelites out of Egypt at his age of 80. His story also is found in Numbers 12. To have taken Ethiopian women. But Miriam, his sister, and Aaron, his brother, slandered him, resulting in leprosy. And the sons of Aaron were Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. Nadab and Abihu were killed because they made a strange fire before the Lord. In Leviticus chapter 10, verses 1 and 2, Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, each took his censer and put fire in it, put incense on it, and offered profane fire or a strange fire before the Lord, which he had not commanded them. So fire went out from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. So next the sons, Eleazar became the priest. Numbers chapter 3, verse 32. Eleazar charged the Kohath family who assisted the Eleazar to serve in sanctuary. So in the book of Numbers chapter 3, verse 32. So Also, the other one, Itamar. Itamar, there is right here, Numbers chapter 20, verse 28. Moses stripped Aaron of his garments and put them on Eleazar, his son. And Aaron died there on the top of a mountain. Then Moses and Eleazar came down from the mountain. So Eleazar took over high priest position from Aaron's. At the deaths of Aaron. Then Itamar oversaw the Gershon's family and Merari's family who kept the charge of tabernacles except the sanctuary. In Numbers chapter 4, verse 20 and 33. You know, basically, this means Levi has three sons, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. So Kohath's descendants over there, one is Eleazar, the other one is Itamar. So Eleazar mainly oversee the Gershon's Kohath's family members to charge the sanctuary. But Itamar oversaw the Gershon's family and Merari's family who kept the charge of the tabernacle, except the sanctuary area, so basically court and the wall side. So Eleazar originally came from Kohath, the Kohath's the two Amnon, so Amnon's descendant Aaron, Moses, and Miriam. So Moses also, he had his children too. But only Aaron's children are qualified to be priests. So Aaron's children, one of them, Eleazar, he was a priest. So he oversaw the assistant group in Kohath family members who charged to assist in sanctuary matters. But the other part is a court or a wall side, altar, that kind of Gershon's family member, Merari family members, were overseen by the last priest, Itamar. Eleazar begot Phinehas, and Phinehas begot Abishua. Abishua begot Buki, and Buki begot Uzi. Uzi begot Jerahiah, and Jerahiah begot Merayoth. Merayoth begot Amariah, and Amariah begot Ahitub. Ahitub begot Jedah, and Jedah begot Ahimaazah. Ahimaazah begot Azariah, and Azariah begot Johanan. Johanan begot Azariah. It was he who ministered as a priest in the temple that Solomon built in Jerusalem. So before that, so the other Levite group, the server in tabernacle, but after Solomon built a temple in Jerusalem, they are served in the temple. Azariah begot Amariah, and Amariah begot Ahitub. Ahitub begot Jedah, and Jedah begot Shalom. Shalom begot Hilkiah, and Hilkiah begot Azariah. Azariah begot Seraiah. Seraiah begot Jehozadak. Jehozadak went into captivity when the Lord carried Judah and Jerusalem into captivity by the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, the Babylonian kings. So that Babylonian kings in the 586 before Christ conquered in Judah. So that is the last, third, captivity carried away, into Babylon. The sons of Levi were Gershon, Kohath, Merari. So we should know that Aaron came from Kohath, the second one, not Gershon, not Merari. These are the names of the sons of Gershon, Libni, Shimei. The sons of Kohath were Amram, Izrah, Hebron, Uzziah. So Amram's descendants is Aaron. The sons of Merari were Mahli and Mushi. Now these are the families of the Levites according to their fathers. Over Gershon was Libni his son, Jehath his son, Jimma his son, Joah his son, Edo his son, Jerah his son, and Jeatherol his son. The sons of Kohath were Aminadab his son, Korah his son, Asher his son, Elkanah his son, Ebiashap his son, Asher his son, Tahath his son, Uriel his son, Uzziah his son, and Shaul his son. The sons of Elkanah were Amasai and Abimoth. As for Elkanah, the sons of Elkanah were Jophai, his son Nathar, his son Eliab, his son Jeroham, his son, and Elkanah, his son, the sons of Samuel, was Joel, the firstborn, and Abijah, the second. Samuel's story in the 1 Samuel chapter 7, verses 15 through 17. And Samuel judged Israel all the days of his life. The judged meaning Samuel determined people marry according to God's word. Then meaning judged. So Samuel judged Israel all the days of his life. He went from year to year on a circuit to Bethel, Gilgal, and Mizpah, and judged Israel in all those places. Basically, he put in went there. So he discerned a particular marriage according to God's word. But he always returned to Ramah, for his home was there. There he judged Israel, and there he built an altar to the Lord. Then the sons of Merari were Mahli, Libni his son, Simei his son, Uzziah his son, Shimeah his son, Haggaiah his son, Asaiah his son. Then verses 31 through 48, the song service team in the tabernacle is described there. Now these are the men whom King David appointed of the service of a song in the house of the Lord or in the temple after the ark came to rest. When they set the ark back in the tabernacle from the Philistines, David established a certain priest to sing before the Lord. In the First Chronicle chapter 25 verse 1, God says, "Moreover, David and the captains of the army separated for the service some of the sons of Asaph, of Heman, and of Juduthun, who should prophesy with harps, stringed instruments, and cymbals. And the number of the skilled men performing their service was." So basically worshiping the Lord in song. So here, verse 32, they were ministering with music before the dwelling place of the tabernacle of a meeting. So basically tabernacle area. Until Solomon had built the house of the Lord in Jerusalem, and they served in their office according to their order. And these are the ones who ministered with their sons. Of the sons of the Kohathites were Heman, the singer. So Heman is a Kohath's descendant. We could know that. The son of Joel, the son of Samuel, the son of Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Eliah, the son of Torah, the son of Jub, the son of Elkanah, the son of Mahath, the son of Amasai, the son of Elkanah, the son of Joel, the son of Azariah, the son of Jephaniah, Neiah, the son of Tahath, the son of Asher, the son of Ebiasaph, the son of Korah, the son of Asia, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, the son of Israel. Israel was Jacob. So Kohath's son is Heman, or Kohath's descendant. And his brother Asaph. You know, Asaph is son of Gershon, who stood at his right hand was Asaph, the son of Berechiah, the son of Shimeah, the son of Michael, the son of Baaseiah, the son of Malchijah, the son of Ethni, the son of Jera, the son of Adiah, the son of Ethan, the son of Jimma, the son of Shimei, the son of Jahath, the son of Gershon, the son of Levi. So Asaph came from Gershon. And their brethren, the son of Merari, on the left hand were Ethan. So is Ethan, his the first Chronicle chapter 25 verse 1 is Jeduthun. So Jeduthun, Ethan. So some kind of similarity, but we don't know if that's the same person or different person. The son of Kisi, the son of Abidi, the son of Malo, the son of Hasibaya, the son of Amajaya, the son of Hilkiah, the son of Amzi, the son of Bani, the son of Shamir, the son of Mali, the son of Mushi, the son of Merari, the son of Levi. So basically, middle is Heman, right hand side, you know, Asaph, and left hand side, Ethan. So those is the music leader, you know, worship team leader, you know, set up. So Heman is Kohath's descendant, Asaph is Gershon descendant, Ethan is Merari descendant. So basically, Levi has three sons, you know, Kohath and Gershon and Merari, right? Then Ethan and their brethren, the Levites, were appointed to every kind of service of the tabernacle of the house of God. Then Aaron's descendant, Aaron specifically explained Aaron's descendant, because Aaron's descendant only are ordained to be priests. But Aaron and his sons or his descendants offered sacrifices on the altar of a burnt offering and on the altar of incense. On the altar of incense located in a sanctuary, but the altar of burnt offering located in court. For all the work of the most holy place and to make atonement for Israel according to all them Moses, the servant of God, had commanded. Right here, all God's commandment. That's why we need a whole counsel of God. So, all the Bible, entire the Bible. So, if you choose, you know, a certain thing, you know, it could be, you know, a lot of, you know, trouble. So, Pastor, one example, you know, Uzzah carried the Ark of God on new cart rather than bore it, because God commanded the Ark of the Lord they should bear it rather than carry it in the cart or in a horse cart, don't do that. So Uzzah, was killed. So we should obey the God's word, entirely. Now these are the sons of Aaron: Eleazar his son, Phinehas his son, Abishai his son, Buki his son, Uzi his son, Zerahiah his son, Meraioth his son, Amariah his son, Ahitub his son, Zadok his son, and Ahimaazar his son. Then Levi's dwelling place and refuge. Now these are their dwelling place, because Levi were not given any houses by God. So basically, they received a certain house and a refuge or a common land
to plant in a certain vegetable or you know, the flock to feed by themselves. So given by non-Levite tribes of Israel. Now these are their dwelling places or residence throughout their settlements in their territory. For they were given by lot to the sons of Aaron, of the family of the Kohathites. So Aaron's they came from Kohathites. In Numbers chapter 35, verses 2 and 3, command the children of Israel that they give the Levites cities to dwell or residence in from the inheritance of their possession. And you shall also give the Levites common land around the cities. They shall have the cities to dwell in, and their common land shall be for their cattle, for their herds, and for all their animals, which meaning to feed by themselves. They gave them Hebron in the land of Judah with its surrounding common lands, but the fields of the city and its villages they gave to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and to the sons of Aaron. They gave one of the cities of refuge, Hebron. Also, Libnah with its common lands, Jatir, Esetemor with its common lands. So right here, Numbers chapter 35, verse 6 said, now among the cities which you will give to the Levites, you shall appoint six cities of refuge to which a manslayer, manslayer meaning accidental killer or involuntary manslaughter. Helan with its common lands, Debir with its common lands, Ashan with its common land, and Beth Shemesh with its common lands, and from the tribe of Benjamin, Geba with its common lands, Abemoth with its common lands. Yeah, common lands are basically for Levites in a certain fields to feed, the herds or cattle, flocks, and plant a vegetable, for feeding Levites themselves. So those common lands were given by non-Levite Jews, Israelites. Alemeth with its common lands and Anathoth with its common lands, all their cities among their families were 13. To the rest of the family of the tribe of the Kohathites, they gave by lot 10 cities from Hefer to the tribe of Manasseh. Manasseh is Jordan right hand side and left hand side. So right hand side we call Hefer to the tribe of Manasseh, the other and left hand side also have the tribe of Manasseh. So I gave you the map, so we can see right hand side, left hand side, the Jordan River. So between Galilee Sea and Dead Sea. Half of the tribe Manasseh, and to the sons of Gershon, throughout their families, they gave 13 cities from the tribe of Issachar, from the tribe of Asher, from the Naphtali. Those one is the northern part, so you can see in a map. Naphtali, then Naphtali, from the tribe of Manasseh in Bashan. So left hand side is Manasseh in Bashan. To the sons of Merari, throughout their families, they gave 12 cities from tribe of Reuben. Tribe of Reuben is death in the right hand side. For the tribe of Gad, so just right hand side, above from Reuben. And from the tribe of Zebulun. Zebulun is Jordan River, left hand side, northern, just before Galilee Sea, Zebulun. and they gave by lot. Right here, lot is at that time, you know, God specifically ordered to the high priest, you know, to use, you know, the black stone and the other one, a white stone, you know, they are find out, you know, God's way. So so they choose, you know, certain by lot. So it will come out in a certain stone. So interpret as a yes or no, you know, something like that, lot. From the tribe of children of Simeon, from the tribe of children of Benjamin, these cities which are called by their names. Now some of the families of the sons of Kohath were given cities as their territory from tribe of Ephraim, west side, and they gave them one of the cities, refuge, Shechem, with its common lands in the mountains of Ephraim. Ephraim is Jordan River, you know, left hand side. Ephraim also a Gezer with its common lands, Jokamiam with its common lands, Beth Horon with its common lands, Aijalon with its common lands, and Gath Rimon with its common lands, and from the half tribe of Manasseh, Anne with its common lands, and Bileam with its common lands, for the rest of the family of the sons of Kohath. From the family of the half tribe of Manasseh, the sons of Gershon were given Golan in the Basan with its common lands, and Ashtaroth with its common lands, and from the tribe of Issachar, Kedesh with its common lands, Dabaroth with its common lands, Ramoth with its common lands, and Anem with its common lands, and from the tribe of Asher, Mashal with its common lands, Abdon with its common lands, Hukkah with its common lands, Rehob with its common lands, and from tribe of Naphtali, Kedesh in Galilee with its common lands. So Naphtali around the Galilee Sea. So Naphtali is Galilee, you know, left hand side, Galilee Sea. Naphtali located in the left hand side of Galilee Sea. Hammon with its common lands, and Kirjathan with its common land. From the tribe of Zebulun, the rest of children of Merari were given Rimon with its common lands, and Tabor with its common land. And on the other side of Jordan, of course, from Jericho, on the east side of Jordan, they were given from the tribe of Reuben. Reuben is Jericho, you know, the south side, Jordan River, you know, the right hand side, Reuben. Bezer in the wilderness with its common lands, Jahaja with its common lands, Kedemoth with its common lands, Mephath with its common lands, and from the tribe of Gad, Ramoth in Gilead with its common lands, Mahanaim with its common lands, Heshbon with its common lands, and Jazer with its common lands. So let's see, you know, each question. What categories could you make this chapter 6? Number one, the descendants of Levi. So God explained the general picture of Levi's descendants, verses 1 through 3. Then in verses 31 and 48, God, you know, talks about the worship team, worship music team in tabernacles, verses 31 through 48. Then is third category, God, you know, specifically explained it to Aaron's descendants. Then last part for the Levites' residence and refuge, so dwelling places, so residence and common lands for feeding by themselves, talks about. So four categories can be divided. Number one, the descendants of Levi. Number two, song service team in the tabernacle or in the temple. The third, Aaron's descendants. Last one, the Levites' dwelling places and refuge. So question to you, who are Aaron's forefathers? So Aaron's forefathers, the Kohath and Amram. So Levi has had three sons, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. So second son, Kohath's son is Amram, Israel, Hebron, Ojuel. Second son, first son, Amnon's descendants, Aaron, Moses, Merari. So Aaron comes from Amnon. Amnon comes from Kohath. Kohath came from Levi. Last question, Aaron had four sons, among them Eleazar. Yeah, Aaron has four sons. So four sons, who were they? So four sons is Nadab, Abihu were killed, Eleazar, Itamar. The last question is Zadok's forefather, Eleazar. How about Abiathar's forefather, Itamar? So we can see in the Bible right here, the descendant of Eleazar was Jethro, while descendants of Itamar were Eli and Abiathar. In the First Chronicle, chapter 24, verse 3, David with Jethro of the sons of Eleazar and Ahimelech of the sons of Itamar, divided them according to the schedules of their service. But Abiathar's rebel against Solomon removed for his priest duty in the First Kings chapter 2, verse 27. Solomon removed Abiathar from being priest to the Lord, that he might fulfill the word of the Lord which he spoke concerning the house of Eli at Shiloh. So basically, Eli and Abiathar's were descendants of Itamar. Zadok was a descendant of Eleazar. Let's pray all together with the Lord's Prayer.